Chapter 1, From Transaction to Transformational to Transcending Business Forever. Imagine a whole new way for your venture to align purpose and profits, merging head and heart, and maybe even a bit of your inner child. This is a counterintuitive blueprint to create a baked-in impact across your entire company by delivering an exceptional customer experience, creating a culture of fully engaged team alignment, and actually driving your bottom line. There's no doubt we've come to a transformative moment. What's worked before is no longer an option. It's time for maverick entrepreneurs, visionary creators, change makers, and impactful leaders to rewrite the rules of business for the 21st century. What if you could catalyze a community of customers that eagerly wanted to spread your brand? What if you could develop total team alignment around the greater mission? What if you could deliver a true impact that built an authentic competitive advantage? And what if business was leveraged as a multiplier for good, co-creating something great? This is a journey to rediscover the true soul of business expanded and why profits, greater happiness, and more meaningful impact are surprisingly interconnected within an evolved enterprise. I believe there's a shift going on, and I predict that business without a core impact will be at a competitive disadvantage in 4 to 7 years or less. The time has come for an evolved enterprise redefining business in the 21st century to be leveraged as a multiplier for good, co-creating something great. The evolved enterprise impacts everyone a business touches. It's not just me. Many of the maverick icons I've been fortunate to learn from and connect with truly believe business can mean something more. Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos, said, "We asked ourselves what we wanted this company to stand for. We didn't want to just sell shoes." John Paul DeJoria, co-founder John Paul Mitchell and Patron, says, "Success unshared is failure." And Sir Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, says, "Business as usual isn't working." It's about creating or recreating a company that authentically comes straight from your true essence, wrapped around a meaningful impact, and then develops a community, culture, and creation in total alignment. And the most interesting part of all of this is actually good for business in all ways. In the exceptional book, Firms of Endearment, the authors show how firms that follow these principles have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 1,000% over a 10-year period. It's pretty solid, right? There's research I see consistently proving customers have a preference for buying a product that creates an impact in some way. Data from a recent Cone study showed customers are more likely to switch brands to a product associated with a good cause, given similar quality and pricing. And new research from Nielsen shows 50% of global consumers in 58 different countries are willing to pay more for goods and services from companies that make a difference. This is your blueprint to rethink, recreate, and rework business. Perhaps you're thinking, well, this is just giving back, right? Bzz, wrong. Frankly, I admit I was incorrect about this too. I used to say give back was one of the key concepts of the Maverick Entrepreneur philosophy. It actually says so on the cover of my 34 Rules for Maverick Entrepreneurs book. It was make more money, have more fun, and give more back. I've now realized this isn't quite right. With my background as a copywriter, I'm pretty careful about the words I use. And it's your words or even your internal dialogue that have a tremendous impact on how you think, feel, and behave. By saying the words giving back, this actually implies that entrepreneurs like us have taken something. So let's think about that for a second. I assert that entrepreneurs and businesses can only succeed by providing and delivering value. Period. End of story. It's simply a universal law. In fact, one of my core values in my very first journal said, I get rich by enriching others 10x to 100x what they pay me in return. There's no other way that it could possibly occur because in the long run, the marketplace is always self-correcting. The notion of giving back seems to echo an undeserving indebtedness or even guilt for success. Should you begrudge entrepreneurs like Steve Jobs or Richard Branson or Bill Gates for their wealth? Absolutely not. Each one of them created an immense value that's exceptional and exponential in proportion to what they've received. And that's not even counting the thousands of jobs, additional utility, new startups, piggybacking on their success, and so forth. My friend and mega mansion builder, real estate artist, philanthropist, Frank McKinney, sums it up with a quote he's told our group in Haiti. We have to be careful not to weaken the strong in order to strengthen the weak. At our core, entrepreneurs are simply growth-oriented innovators and value creators. They almost can't help themselves. Take Bill Gates, for instance. Aside from his impact on microcomputing, I believe his greatest contribution going forward will be around the Gates Foundation, eradicating disease and driving new educational initiatives. And he's not alone. Other billionaires are not content to just give back. They're giving forward by applying entrepreneurial talent, energy, and capital to solve some of the biggest issues facing the globe. But you don't have to be at the level of a Gates or Branson to make a difference. Today, a group of 21st century entrepreneurs are leading the way to change the way business is played and even the rules by which we keep score. Who says it's only about one measurement on your P&L? My friend and real estate artist, Frank McKinney, has rule number 33 in his awesome Make It Big book. Rule number 33 states, you cannot brighten another's path without lighting your own. When you make altruism part of your business, your path will be brightened not by the publicity nor the recognition of your good corporate citizenship, nor by the increased strength and cooperation of your team at work. It will be brightened inside your own head and heart. It will keep your success connected to something much bigger. It will allow you to feel good about making it big because you're making it big for others too, as Frank says. That is a pretty perfect sentiment right there. By having success in your business, you can create more and more success automatically baked in for everybody. Business can become one of the biggest levers for good while actually being good for business. There is so much more than making a donation or giving back. There's a deep interconnectedness between what brings you joy and happiness, how you create impact, and where profits come from. Now, caveat, you cannot simply believe if you are doing good with your business that there's no need for a profitable and pragmatic business model. That's a recipe for quickly spiraling into anxiety and stress without the security of a strong financial foundation. A lot of well-intended social entrepreneurs suffer from this thinking, but an evolved entrepreneur doesn't need to. Yes, you have to put your full heart into your products and services, but also your full effort into ethically persuading the right prospects to buy. It's not enough to believe the world should beat a path to your door because you're doing something wonderful via your impact. You will still require smart marketing and promotion. However, the real ace up your sleeve is the multiplier effect of an evolved enterprise. Evolved enterprise diagram. Let's take a look at each section of the evolved enterprise, and then we'll explore it in more detail as we go. The core is really about your own personal evolution, you. The better you get at knowing yourself and what truly makes you happy and feel fully utilized and contributing in a meaningful way, the more you'll be delivering your greatest work. Business can really reflect your true essence and your true calling of who you really are. And what makes this most interesting is that it's not a linear progression of working on yourself first and then working on the other pieces. It's not a 1-2-3 process. It's all continuously going on in a holographic way where one change here actually affects the whole. Moving outward with the evolved enterprise diagram is the cause. It's wrapped around your authentic big why, your impact. Why are you doing what you're doing and where is your impact focused? Our why is changing the way business is played. And the word play there is included to highlight a bit of the fun here too. I love the notion of changing the way business is played, and that fits into the bigger picture of my personal lifetime mission. I connect and catalyze maverick entrepreneurs and visionary leaders to co-create innovative business models and new ideas to solve 100 of the world's most meaningful issues by the year 2100. And I sign my name to that. It's a pretty tall order, but one that I'm willing to put forth my resources, energy, and talents towards. Truly something I think everything I can do can line up against. Culture is next. This is where you want to think about your team's evolution. Defining core values and actually living them is a big part of the culture. In our companies, we call it Maverick DNA, and I'll share more in the culture section. Honestly, I previously thought culture was just BS and only for big companies, but I've since realized it makes a huge difference if you want to accomplish something grand. What's more, you can create amazing team alignment by figuring out what the bigger mission is for your team. Moving on to community. That's your customers, clients, members, and we'll spend a whole lot of time on this covering Community Code 2.0. It's about creating a new identity and potentially giving your customers a chance to be part of something bigger. And finally, we have creation, representing your product or service. How do you bake in your impact? How do we make something meaningfully different? How could it all be marketed in an authentic, real way? And what is a significant story that you'd like shared? And how do you make it easy to share? These are all questions we'll tackle in the upcoming sections. So, what's next? If this resonates with you, it's time to step into your true destiny of greatness. You're being tapped for your talents, capabilities, and gifts to help open up a new era of evolved entrepreneurship. You're needed as an emissary to lift and transform the notion of what business can truly do and be. I would go even as so far as to say it's not an accident that you're reading this material at this particular moment. Together, we can collectively create the tipping point for entrepreneurs, communities, and organizations to align their heads and hearts for utilizing the massive economic leverage of business. Then, your successful example becomes the catalyst for others in your industry and marketplace. And even better, it's amplified and leveraged by the ever-widening circles, networks, and ripples of other evolved enterprises. Entrepreneurial artistry. Entrepreneurship can be the ultimate expression of artistry and love if you let it. I believe your company can be your canvas when you bring forward your greatest work that really matters. It takes a high degree of talent to combine these evolved enterprise elements in unique ways, elegant business models and team alignment, and then really bring in your full heart. What if greater happiness, more meaningful impact, and increased profits are all surprisingly interconnected? Inside these pages, you'll see a lot of exciting examples of companies that get it at a whole different kind of level and are making it work in a big way. There's a revolution happening, and we're just at the beginning of something monumental. So strap in, let's go.